This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasizes use of artificial intelligence, AI, to promote digital Nepal. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel encourages Nepali diaspora in USA to invest their skills and expertise in Nepal's development. And Israeli forces bomb buildings in Gaza, killing at least 45 people. UN rapporteur warns of genocide risk in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasized the need to promote the use of science and technology and utilize artificial intelligence, AI, to simplify and improve daily life. In his address to Artificial Intelligence International Conference, Prime Minister Oli, in discussion with experts, stressed the importance of using AI for positive development and creating a more efficient, technology-integrated society. Prime Minister Oli mentioned the government's goal to implement AI in areas like education, where it could assist students, especially in tackling the high failure rates in exams like SEE. Additionally, Prime Minister Oli discussed plans to introduce AI policy initiatives to strengthen the concept of Digital Nepal to ensure safe and beneficial AI applications while minimizing misuse. The first International Conference of Artificial Intelligence is organized by the National Youth Federation Nepal, affiliated with the CPN-UML. The event, inaugurated by Prime Minister Oli, saw participation of experts from over 10 countries, including Japan, the UK and the European Union, to discuss the development and strategic use of AI technology. According to conference organizers, this initiative is intended to support the development of a national AI policy. In a different program, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expressed that with the necessary infrastructure already in place, Nepal's development can progress if everyone works together. Speaking at the program organized for Non-Resident Nepali Day Celebration, Annual General Meeting and Global Conclave 2024 of Non-Resident Nepalese Association, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that using technology and resources could help lead the country toward prosperity if there is unified effort. Prime Minister Oli assured that the government will not interfere with the Non-Resident Nepalese Association's activities and will offer support as needed. Prime Minister Oli also encouraged the association to work independently. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli requested the Non-Resident Nepalese Association to maintain unity and avoid any political tug of war, affirming that the government will ensure the Non-Resident Nepalese Association's identity and provide necessary support without any hesitation. Likewise, in the same program, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak stressed the role of non-resident Nepalese in strengthening Nepal's national identity and global image. Minister Lekhak described non-resident Nepalese as Nepal's informal ambassadors, stating that their presence worldwide enhances the country's reputation. Similarly, Minister Lekhak encouraged non-resident Nepalese to maintain this positive representation and continue their contributions to Nepal's progress. Meanwhile, Minister Lekhak also mentioned that the government is working to amend laws to support the economic, social and cultural rights of non-resident Nepalese. Furthermore, Minister Lekhak assured that the government would create a supportive environment for non-resident Nepalese to bring their expertise, education and resources back for upliftment of the country. The Global Conclave of Non-Resident Nepalese Association has the slogan, Transformation and Unity, Labour, Investment and Continuity of Citizenship. Representatives from different countries have arrived in Kathmandu to participate in the conference. The first day of the event will see discussions on infrastructure building for economic transformation in Nepal, non-resident Nepalese citizenship, voting rights and Gurkhas. Similarly, other topics include foreign nationals of Nepali origin, impact of climate change of women and children, as well as transfer of science, knowledge and technology for a prosperous Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Bishnu Prasad Podel has requested the Nepali diaspora in the USA to help the current government's effort to develop the country. Minister Podel currently in the USA to attend the annual meetings of World Bank and the International Monetary Fund asked the Nepali diaspora to help the development of their motherland through investment in the country. The interaction was hosted by the Nepali Embassy in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, Minister Podel suggested that the skills, capital and knowledge acquired in the USA should be used in Nepal as there are ample investment opportunities in the field of energy, tourism and information technology. In addition, Minister Podel expressed the commitment that the government will facilitate the investors with high priority with assurance of returns. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has honored renowned Chinese scientist Wing Ding. The honor took place today during the closing ceremony of a seminar organized by Far Western University, which included scientists from 16 countries. The seminar's discussion focused on climate change, energy, and health. During the discussion, Minister Pandey expressed gratitude and honored scientist Wing Ding by saying he has already received the titles of Distinguished Young Scientist and Chang Jiang in China and ranks among the top 2% of scientists globally. On the occasion, Minister Pandey also requested Chinese universities and the government to provide necessary support to develop Far Western University as a research center. A total of 60 people have died and 1,030 were injured in road accidents that took place in 10 districts of Bagmati province in 3 months of the current financial year, 2023 to 2024. According to the Nepal Police Highway Safety and Traffic Management Office in Chitwan, a total of 397 road accidents took place during this period. During the period, the traffic police have collected revenue worth ₹27.9 million from the traffic rule violators. Meanwhile, the traffic police are monitoring the speed of vehicles through CCTV and radar guns installed on the east-west highway to control accidents and casualties. The Gandaki Provincial Level Festival is going to be held in Nawalpur, Nawalparasi to promote agriculture and tourism. The slogan for the festival is Agriculture, Tourism, Industry and Trade, Foundation of Economic Development. The festival will be held from November 8 to November 25 and around 50 stalls will be provided free of charge for the promotion of agriculture and for the marketing of local products. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israeli forces bombed 6 buildings in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza, killing at least 45 people. The incident unfolded as the Council on American-Islamic Relations called on the United States to stop the systemic extermination of an entire population in the Palestinian enclave. According to Al Jazeera, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories, Francesca Albanese, says the entire population of Gaza is at risk of dying in a genocide that has been announced and executed under their watch. Israeli forces also launched air raids on Beirut's southern suburb after warning residents of several neighborhoods there to leave their home. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian mourned four soldiers killed in the wave of Israeli attacks across Iran on Sunday. In Gaza, at least 42,847 people have been killed in Israeli attacks since October 7, 2023. The death toll from Tropical Storm Trami in the Philippines hits 100. The AFP reports Tropical Storm Trami, which rammed into the Philippines on October 24, was among the deadliest storms to hit the Southeast Asian country this year. According to the National Disaster Agency, it forced more than 500,000 people to flee their homes and at least 36 people remain missing. Police in the hardest-hit Bicol region have recorded 38 deaths, most due to drowning. Now on to a sports update. Nepal will face host US in the match to be held later today under the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series. This is the first match that Nepal is playing under the series. The match to be held at the Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas, Texas is scheduled to start at 9:15 p.m. NST. Meanwhile, the Cricket Association of Nepal has announced a 15-member team under the captaincy of Rohit Kumar Poddal for today's match. Under the tri-series, Nepal will play 2 matches, each against the US and Scotland. Nepal will play the second match against Scotland on Tuesday. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi and Bagmati province, along with the hilly region, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of hilly region of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of local winds, westerly wind, as well as the low pressure area around Odisha in India over the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasizes use of artificial intelligence, AI, to promote digital Nepal. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil encourages Nepali diaspora in USA to invest their skills and expertise in Nepal's development. And Israeli forces bomb buildings in Gaza, killing at least 45 people. UN reporter warns of genocide risk in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.